It's a surprising week. We've been back to winter somewhat, but yes, it's nice. Well, I'm looking forward to, we're getting into spring, and I'm getting real excited because it's April. Well, I am in the path of totality for the coming eclipse too. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting week. So Friday, Oh, wow. Now, it's going to be so tight. We're going to see the total darkness in here, and actually gave out. Oh boy, you paying for it? Anyway, yes. That's for sure. Now, I'm just excited. I think I got back into school. I think I've told you that. I'm going to work on the master's in Christian apologetics. I got back in, so I'm thrilled. I'm working with you and a few others doing things that I think are just exciting. So, hey, man. Yes. So we have probably some weird ones, and there's not total surprises. This one's a survey that Pew Research did of 12,693 American adults between February 13th and February 25th. And learned that almost half of U.S. Muslims, 49%, believe that Hamas had valid reasons. These are in the United States. Hamas had valid reasons to fight Israel. And 20% of that said that Hamas terror attacks on October 7th was either completely acceptable or somewhat acceptable. The opposite was true for the rest of America. That's where I would be. And you know what? It's funny because that's exactly what I'm saying, the same thing you are, and people are saying the exact same thing to me. The only thing that October 7th has done is make them more aware by seeing all these foolish demonstrators. Oh, maybe you are right. Yeah. It's not there. I know, I've looked. and that's not there. So I've been in discussions with intelligence professionals, and they think it's a stupid label. They don't. We have a couple interesting comments here I think you might want to look at. Mutaz says, Mumin is believers, Muslim is submitted. And XYZ says, surrender. Islam is all about conquest. And now this next news story reflects everything you just said. All right. Adam Kriegel with the Washington Free Beacon shared that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, of the United States' top intelligence agency, wants to ban its spies from using biased language. including the terms radical Islamist or jihadist, saying these words are hurtful to Muslim Americans and detrimentally impact our efforts as they bolster extremist rhetoric, according to a language guide published within. My thoughts are that we should ban the word Islamist since it's a made-up word to protect Islam, but let's continue to use jihadi and mujahideen. That's a three. Is that a three-cup mug? Oh my God! All right. Just a second. And then you got to start thinking about how do they fight? I mean, are we talking about physical fights all the time, or are we now talking about acts of deception that betray? And that's the other thing. They consider these acts of deception as part of their war now. So Surah 973, O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites and be harsh with them. Okay. And that he might know the hypocrites, and it was said to them, come, engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute. They said, if we knew how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. They say with their mouths what is not in their hearts, and Allah knows best what they hide. Sounds like a motivation for a lot of suicide, unfortunately. All right, so this next one, this still kind of goes with what we're saying. Okay, yeah, let me just stop sharing for a second. All right, so this next story, and here we go, is from Germany. Islamophobia, think about that. Last year, that was the claim of the Pakistani family, we're in Germany now thinking, whose house burnt down in Wachtersbach, which is located between the cities of Frankfurt and Fulda, with damage estimates at 350,000 euros. They claimed they were targeted by Nazis. But why would Nazis target Muslims when they worked together to kill Jews in World War II? This year, the answer is out. There was no Islamophobia. Instead, five members of the Pakistani Muslim family whose own house they burnt down to collect insurance money are now under arrest for arson and fraud. Remix pointed out the arson was for the purpose of insurance fraud by migrants isn't something new. Oh, we're at lawful. It's lawful. Okay. We got 62 times lawful. There's two citations of lawful, three citations of lawful and good. And eat from what Allah has provided you, lawful and good, and fear Allah in whom you believe. I have, oh, you people, eat from lawful and good. I couldn't tell you because I've only seen the verses because I've got it so large. All right. Eat of what is lawful and good on the earth, and do not follow the steps of Satan. Surely is an obvious enemy to you. That's 168. I'm doing quick searches and it doesn't tell me which is which, sorry. Okay. Okay. I'm at chapter 8. And are we looking for a particular verse? Okay. Were it not for a predetermined decree from Allah, a great torment would have touched you because of what you have taken. Sorry, no, I'm sorry, I skipped. That's a verse ahead. 869. So eat of the spoils you have taken lawfully and good, and fear Allah. Wait, so they just beat people up, stole everything they had, and they're eating their food. we have another question here. Well, it's kind of a question. I don't know if it's along the lines of what we're discussing, but it's a debate that happened with Ali Dawa and Mutaz 97. He said today he debated Ali Dawa about Quran 931, and he said that the word "and" is a separation that doesn't mean that Jesus is Lord. And I'll pull that verse up just a minute. Okay. Yes. Yes, I do have it. Okay. All right. Rabbis and monks and their monks, you said? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. The next story we have is out of Sweden. This is sad. There was an honor killing of a pregnant woman who married a Muslim migrant and chose not to convert. The Mohammedan, I think it's his name is Muhammad Amin Abdurasek Ibrahim, commonly known as Amin Idrisek, got his girlfriend pregnant, and this made his family upset. His mother and he exchanged many text messages about it. He asked his girlfriend to get an abortion as a result. She refused, and he killed his unborn child and girlfriend. Yes, yeah. This would be beyond that from my understanding. So that's another story. Yeah. So the next story is about Russia. I have not included this in the reports because I wanted verification that this was an attack by jihadis, and this week I have it. The attack on the Russian concert hall was claimed by the Islamic State. At that time, there was no evidence to support the claim, so this is why I didn't put it in. What we do know is that there are four people held who are from Tajikistan. And the fifth person who provided accommodations from Kyrgyzstan, who is now facing a Russian trial. As a result, the Muslim migrants are now being cautioned against going to Russia for work by their home countries. All right, let's see. This is a sad story, and at the same time, it's what we expect. The Daily Mail reported that on a broadcast on state TV of Afghanistan, Mullah Hibatullah called the Western human rights defenders representatives of the devil, and he announced that the Taliban will soon start stoning women to death for adultery. The group's supreme leader said as he declared war against Western democracy. All right. I do have one more. I don't know if I'm – let me just double check it because this was kind of lengthy to read. See if I can get the – okay, one out of Uganda. Morning Star News reports that Muslims in eastern Uganda on March 8th were killed. Muslims in eastern Uganda on March 8th killed a Christian for leading Muslims to faith in Christ. Kisa Masalo, who was 45, had returned to his home in Nakitu village at 7 o'clock at night after preaching on the streets. When seven masked men dressed in Islamic attire broke in, took him away, and said to his mother Allah is very displeased with your son and we're taking him out to punish him. When her son didn't return, they sent people out to find him and they found him dead. Is 33 and 34? Oh. No, he had me put this one together first. I thought, all right, one, let's see. 157. Those on, I'm not sure that that's it. Hold on. You said verses, I can't remember which chapter it is, because that's what I did. You can't see when I'm, is that 157 you've got in front of you? Okay, all right. And I'm following someone's instructions. All right. Okay, I'll put it up just a second. Following instructions. We're working on that one. If you can be proud of humbleness, if we got an issue. Okay. Here we go. And they're saying, surely we killed the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. And they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him, but it was made to appear to them. And surely those who disagree about him are in doubt of him. They do not have any knowledge of him except following the conjecture, and they did not kill him for certain. And they're saying, surely we killed the Christ, the son of Isa, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, and they did not kill him. And they did not crucify him. Wait, you kill people before you crucify them? I heard her. I heard her. All right. I've got it. All right. Here we go. And the peace be on me the day I was born, the day I die, and the day I am raised alive. This is Isa, son of Mary, the saying of truth about which they doubt. Are you sure? But we're talking about heaven. Yaya. Okay. I saw Yaya down here, verse 12. Okay. And peace be on him the day he was born and the day he dies and the day he is raised alive. Did not die yet? How can you both? Wait a minute. When Allah said, O Isa, surely I am causing you to die and I am raising you up to me and purifying you from those who became infidels, and make those who follow you above those who became infidels until the resurrection day. Then to me is your return, so I will judge between you and about what you were differing. Well, it caused them to die, raise them up, and make them all, it puts all the believers in Christ above. Yes. Chapter 5. We'll be there quickly. All right. 1:15. Here we go. And Allah said, surely I will send. Am I on the right chapter? 1:14. Okay. And when Allah said, O Isa, son of Mary, did you say to the people, take me. When Ellis, it starts with did you, so it's a question. Yes. Oh. Okay. And when Allah said, O Isa, son of Mary, did you say to the people, take me and my mother as two gods other than Allah? That's the question. Isa said, praise be unto you. It is not for me that I say what is not true for me. If I If I had said it, so indeed you know it. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. You know what is in my soul, and I do not know what is in your soul. Allah has a soul. Every soul tastes the death, and die. Okay. Five. Back down to it. I went to yeah. All right. And I do not know, surely you are the knower of the unseen. 1:7 Well, he just got called a liar, so why would Issa turn around and call him the knower of the unseen? I did not tell them except what you had commanded me, that serve Allah, my Lord, and your Lord, and I was a witness among them as long as I was with them. So when you caused me to die, dead is dead. I mean, you get killed, you're dead. when you see all that blood and gore on the ground, I'm pretty sure that person's dead. And do not say of those who are killed for the sake of Allah, dead, yet they are alive. But you do not feel. You don't feel that you're dead? They're gone. They're out of here. Southerner. We're at 11:27. You're fine. Yeah. All right. Matthew 28. Okay, Matthew 28:1. I've got. It went into his lungs, and this is something called the medical term is pneumothorax, when water and blood are mixed in the lungs. All right. There. Okay. Oops. Don't know what just happened here. Okay, that was weird. Yep. All right. Ooh, sorry. Sorry. Well, we're about to show you a video, and I have to say this, if you have been listening today and you have heard that you have been deceived by your imam and others who preach Islam to you, because the Quran even tells you that Jesus died and he rose from the dead. Even the Quran says this. So you have been deceived. You have to make that choice to leave the deceivers, the ones who deceive. Make that choice. And while you're making that choice, we're going to provide a video for you for why you should accept Christianity. Here we go. Thank you.
don't know how people